Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm not used to all the peanut gallery talk. They wanted me to notice that we had a full choir this morning.
As it is.
As such as it is, they said. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's wonderful to see all of you smiling back this morning, knowing that you're ready for worship and ready to be together in the house of God. We are grateful to have anyone who's visiting today, and we're learning how to say that if you're looking for a church home,
welcome home.
Okay. So we have a lot of announcements, and heading into this season of the year, there's a lot going on. We're going to take some time and give it the time it needs this morning. Ask you to be attentive to the announcements because they're all important, and they'll get us where we need to be in the coming weeks. All right, so. First of all, our schedule for this week, of course, Thanksgiving. So the church office will be closed Wednesday through till Sunday morning. So be aware of that. Becky will be doing secret things out in the community. and so the church will be office will be closed Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Okay. This afternoon, we have our charge conference. This is our second ever charge conference in the Global Methodist Church, and we're excited about it. This is going to be a time for worship and a time for celebrating, and we hope you'll come and be a part of that at 4 o'clock. Very different kind of experience if you've ever been to a conference in the previous expression. You're going to see a big difference, and we hope you'll be here. If you're a church officer, of course, we expect you to be here and be a part of that. Tuesday, we will have our Bible study. So remember, if you're in the Bible study, come on Tuesday at noon for that. Let's see. The other announcements have to do with the coming weeks, and they're all there for you. Does anybody need to make an announcement about any of those things? Mandy?
There is a clipboard at the front that if you would be interested in being a scripture reader, and you didn't sign up last week, if you would sign it this week, and that way I can contact you. Thank you.
Okay. Any other announcements not related to missions or witness? Evangelism. Okay. Well, I know we have to talk about our emphasis on missions for Advent, and so Jessica, if you want to get that booted up.
I have a microphone sitting.
You have a microphone? Okay. Go to the microphone at the front, please.
Always wanted to say.
Okay. Sorry. Judy typically talks about our first ministry of Advent this year. It's called Heifer International. This ministry, Judy's been involved in this ministry for many years. Louder?
A little closer.
Okay. It seemed very loud when I got closer. In your bulletins today, you will find a handout for Heifer International. This mission basically focuses on providing for those that are most in need across our world. They provide an opportunity for us to target specific needs that they have that may be near and dear to your heart as well. So what they do is, if you can go online and look at their website, they offer, you can purchase a flock of chickens. That would help a family to grow eggs, to feed their family, potentially even have a business where they were selling eggs. Basically, they're trying to facilitate a better life by also providing basic needs that people have. And what we do as a church is we either take up a monetary offering. We have some people that will give a monetary offering in the brown plate, which we will focus on next week. That'll be Heifer International that we take up for next week. Or during this week, if you want to go online and kind of look at what they offer and pick and choose the specific things that you want to purchase for them, you can do that through their website. There's no rules to this program that we do here at Walnut Grove. You can kind of tailor that to fit your heart, your need, what you feel like God's laying on your heart to do. So this right here is just kind of a good general overview of the mission. And if you have any more questions, you can reach out to me or look them up online. And thanks.
Thank you, Jessica. Every Advent, we also provide devotional materials for you to use at home. We have an adult devotional for Advent. It's on the piano over here at the front. You're welcome to take one home with you. O Come, Emmanuel. We have a kids' version, Time for a Savior. And so we hope that you'll take advantage of these and share them with young people in your family or around you in your neighborhood. We also, you just heard about our emphasis in missions during Advent and following that inspiration we've had for the last several years. We're going to create an Advent emphasis also in evangelism. Last week you met Fran, friend, relative, associate, or a neighbor. We ask that you begin to ask God to place people on your heart who are around you or in your family, and ask God to show you an opportunity or open a way for you to share with them about your faith and about our church. Becky has been up to shenanigans with stars and light. You'll notice we've got that Moravian star hanging up there, and if you wander around the buildings and the property, you'll see little stars popping up all over the place. We are creating an emphasis on light as a means of witness. And so these are also on the piano. Your very own 3D star that you can take right over there and create a star that you hide, not necessarily hide, but display somewhere around your home or work environment and have it where it can be an object or notice of conversation. We are distributing these stars as an opportunity to tell what we know about Jesus, about the light of the world. We know that at Advent we're always saying, we have seen his star. Well, now you can ask, have you seen his star? Or have you found his star? And we hope that you'll take advantage of that. We're going to see light reflected in all of our Advent devotions and our time in reflecting on the Advent candle in worship on Sundays. Also, there's a limited supply of these as well, but this is a small, good devotional. It's literally just a scripture and a prayer. And you can, if you share about your light, about your star, you might also consider giving one of these. There aren't a bunch of them, so be highly targeted. This isn't a shotgun blast, right? We're specifically targeting individuals that we feel God wants us to share with. So you'll have these as an opportunity to share as well with the star. Did I cover that okay? All right. It's, like I said, we've got a lot going on, and it's an exciting time. I think I did everything. Are there any other announcements that need to be made? All right. Well, our call to worship is Spirit Song. Let's stand and sing together our call.
Fill you.
praise is 81, We Gather Together. Some time to share from our hearts about our praises. Any words of testimony or encouragement you want to share? Jessica.
We were able to deliver 44 boxes for Operation Christmas Child.
44 boxes. Amen. Praise God. That's wonderful.
Chris, Alice and I were fortunate
enough
to see little Ruby's play yesterday. She did great.
Okay. And, of course, Judy Bain has been sick this week, couldn't attend, but Ruby's play was going on, and glad to hear that it went so well. Thank God for that. Other praises. Eric?
Our hot water heater went out.
Praise God.
And if it wouldn't have gone out, I wouldn't have known about the water leak under the house. You got to find the good and the bad sometimes.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's kind of a matter of fact praise. Others? Yes, sir.
Mom surgery went well Wednesday. They're 99% sure they got all the cancer. Thursday morning, she's back to her own self.
There's a lot to be said in that space.
Absolutely.
Praise the Lord. That's good news. That's a great outcome. So thankful to hear that. Thankful for everyone's prayers. Other praises? Becky?
Wednesday night, we had the meal in the Life Center and then came up for the hanging of the greens, and it was really great. Church looks great and just a good, sweet time of fellowship.
Yeah. I always appreciate the decorating of the sanctuary and how it lends itself to our worship on Sunday. And, that being said, now remember, we won't have Wednesday night fellowship this week. I forgot to make a point of that, but making time for Thanksgiving preparations. So we'll start again next week. Brenda?
I am so thankful to Martha and Becky, the sisters, and what they do for this church.
Amen. That's right. Becky and Martha Incorporated. All right. Well, we've been asked to make time this morning for something in particular. I'll tell you what, let's have our concerns first. Where are our concerns this morning?
Chris, Judy Bain is in the hospital, and Julie Moon, who has pneumonia.
Yeah. Julie is struggling right now with pneumonia. She's staying away from us, of course, and we want to pray for her. Judy Bain is in the hospital in regional. They are trying to find the source of what they believe is infectious illness, and working with her, she's had a great deal of pain in her abdomen area, and so I know she's appreciating our prayers as they continue to search that out. Other prayer needs? All right, well, we hold these prayers before God as we come to Him in prayer. But first, I want to make time this morning. You know, I've been chastising you somewhat about all these promises to give testimonies to what God has done in your life and the special ways God provides special deliverance and makes a way where there has been no way. And someone's took me up on that challenge this morning, and I've been a private spectator to this for an entire year, and I pray God's covering and protection and blessing. And let Justin come and share with you this morning what he wants to share.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. Took Chris up on his challenge of sharing testimony. And I guess I wanted to start off by saying Jesus Christ has healed me from Crohn's.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
So I guess we'll start with a little bit of backstory. I was diagnosed, or actually before that, when I was 4.5 years old, my brother passed away. I was 18. He was 18 months younger than me. So we were both really small. Happened on Mother's Day. But fast forward a few years, and I was 12 years old, and I was diagnosed, going into sixth grade, diagnosed with Crohn's disease. And parents went to the doctor, and they, you know, told them, you know, there's nothing you can do. It's incurable. We don't know what causes it. And so we went through starting medication and going through the standard, I guess, of treatment for that disease. Kind of what, for those of you who don't know, Crohn's is an autoimmune disorder. It attacks your intestines. With Crohn's, it usually is where the small intestine and large intestine meet. There's ulceration and inflammation. Sometimes it can be triggered by foods, they think. In my case, we kind of isolated it to tomatoes. It would irritate my gut, cause bleeding, ulceration, just discomfort and pain. So it's not nice. And that leads to, of course, colonoscopies. So I've had colonoscopies off and on every couple of years since I was 12. And which, you know, has a humiliation aspect to that whole thing as you're a kid in middle school trying to go through talking about, you know, poop and all that stuff.
The language of poop.
It's pretty rough. So, that's also led to several surgeries. I had one in 2008 to remove about 9 inches of my intestine due to ulceration and abscess that had developed. And, you know, I don't believe in coincidence, but this also happened on Mother's Day back in 2008. So it caused a lot of stress to my mom. So fast forward, to about a year and a half ago, summer of last year, I had Pastor Chris over to the house. We had dinner, and we did some prayers surrounding healing, focusing on Crohn's disease, to prayer for deliverance from Crohn's, specifically. We've done some reading and learning that a lot of autoimmune disorders really have a spiritual basis and a root, and so I was trying to flesh that out and see if I could gain healing by being delivered from it. Because medicine says it's not curable. But, so during that session, after praying and renouncing Crohn's disease hold on my life, renouncing its identity, like I had assumed an identity associated with Crohn's, that I will always have Crohn's because that's what I've been told. So I had repented of that, renounced that. Disowned that identity. I was kind of given an image of a muddy hole that somebody had, you know, ripped a tree out of the ground, So, kind of gave the image that something had been removed at that point after that prayer session. So a few weeks, or maybe it was a month later, I had another session with Pastor Chris. This time we focused on healing surrounding the loss of my brother. So I had moved on from that loss. Didn't think that I had any unusual feelings regarding it. You know, it happened a long time ago. You know, things like this happen. People die all the time. Kind of like you just have to keep moving. That's how I had thought about it. But in going through prayer and praying over that situation, kind of discovered that there were feelings still there that I hadn't let go of. I guess to back up a little bit, one of the things in discussing that time of my life with Pastor Chris, I had only ever had memories of that, you know, the funeral and whatnot in third person. So that was kind of odd to me, and I'd realized this for a while, but in talking over it, that's kind of an indication of kind of a fragmented personality where, I guess, where the mind will segment off a part of the personality to save the core personality in times of great trauma like this, or there's, you know, other types of great trauma. So we prayed to reassimilate that broken part of my mind and reassimilate it into my personality. So through prayer, that was possible. We prayed over it and was able to work through those feelings and kind of accepted that broken piece back into me. And gained healing and inner healing with those feelings. I was finally able to let him go and say goodbye, which I didn't realize I hadn't done yet. So fast forward again to later that year in December of 2023. I'd kind of come to a point with the Crohn's medicine I was on, and I noticed it really didn't seem to make a difference anymore, like it wasn't working. Discussed with my doctor, he kind of agreed that it was time to try something new. But I also was feeling pressure not to continue with medicine, to try to get off of medicine completely for Crohn's. Because I had prayed for healing. If I wasn't going to, that this was where, I guess, the rubber meets the road. Like, do you believe or do you not believe that you got healing? Or you're praying for healing, or you're going to pray for healing and then just simply take more medicine because, well, that's what, you know, what are you doing there? Are you trusting in God for healing, or are you trusting in the medicine? So I was feeling a lot of inner pressure to get off of the medicine and take that step. So in December, I stopped taking Humira, and I was scared, you know, because that was really, you know, the point of stepping out. And I remember praying, you know, God, you're my only plan for healing. I have no backup plan. That's where I had come to. I had to come to that point. Because, you know, up until that point, you know, I'd pray for healing, but then you're like, well, you know, if the healing doesn't work, well, this medicine will hopefully make me feel better. So I'd gone beyond that at this point, and it was no longer having the medicine as a backup plan. So one night following this decision to stop, and it had been a couple weeks since I had stopped, you know, it was time to kind of due for my next dose, and I noticed symptoms popping up that I hadn't had even when I was on the medicine. So it was almost, there was some spirit working there trying to convince me to go back on the medicine. And so I was praying against that, and was in prayer because I was uncomfortable. There was some gas and bloating, and praying for relief because I wanted the healing through God. And I was, you know, laying on the couch and given kind of, I guess, partly drifted off to sleep. We were kind of in a drowsy state. Was given an image of a battlefield with a flag that was upside down. It's kind of a medieval battlefield scene where there's wreckage everywhere. And what was shown was a flag with a cup. It was upside down. And the cup had struck me when I woke up. I kind of came to, and the cup had been familiar to me. So I kind of searched online for it and found the picture that in the image results online of what I'd been shown. And it was a cup of Hygieia, which is like a chalice shape. Usually has a snake wrapped around it, coming up on top of the cup. This is, I guess, the symbol they use for modern pharmacy and pharmacology. Has links to the cult of Asclepius, which dates back to Greek times, where they were practicing medicine and pharmacy. So I thought that was odd. I'm like, well, that's kind of an odd picture to be shown. And I kind of went to go to sleep, but it was then kind of prompted. It's like, well, you weren't shown this for no reason. You need to pray against it. So I prayed against the spirit of pharmakia, the spirit of pharmacy in my life, and because that's what I felt I was being prompted to do. And immediately upon saying amen, the pain and discomfort I was feeling started to fade and went down to nothing. It had completely gone in like 5 minutes. So I went to sleep and woke up later that night, but there's a different discomfort that I knew wasn't typical of Crohn's. It was a different, just a different feeling. I prayed against that as well, but didn't resolve at that point. Over the course of a few days, the pain continued to be there, just a dull ache, and I guess progressively got worse. But I found myself in a similar situation, very uncomfortable on the couch and praying against it again, and was given kind of another vision of, again, another hole. But at the bottom was this kind of weird fetus-shaped object or body down at the bottom of this hole. And was kind of given the impression that this little fetus-shaped thing at the bottom of this hole was representative of me or my body, my physical body. And that it didn't know what to do with itself since the spirit of pharmakia had left after I prayed over it to leave. So what I ended up doing was prompted to speak over my body that it was a good body, and that through we did not need pharmacy anymore to heal, and that God was all I needed to heal. And with myself in control, I was now in control of my body. I wasn't going to rely on pharmacy anymore. And after speaking this over my body for several minutes, this other weird pain that was new that I'd been experiencing for 3 days had started to fade and disappeared. So I guess since stopping Humira and relying on God for my health, I've kind of come to learn that the pains that I associated with that disease have been unpacked for me as not being symptomatics of Crohn's. They were healable. They were fixable. And the Holy Spirit prompted me through this whole process on what to do, what to pray. And he's given me different things to try with regard to healing these different symptoms I'd had. And I continue to have to walk out this healing journey today. Like, it hasn't been a one and done. It's taken months. I'm sure you all have seen me wobbling around earlier this year after stopping the Humira. I developed arthritis in my tailbone, which affects, where the tailbone attaches to the hips. And I'm still dealing with this from time to time, but it's been healed over time to be much better now than it was. And it continues to get better. And this was really a side effect from stopping the medication, is what I've been told. And the solution I was given was to start another medication to fix what the other medication screwed up. So I said no to that. So I've been working through healing with God through this hard, through that additional situation. So I continue to see positive change and healing through this whole process. And I understand it took 25 years of being on medications and dealing with Crohn's since I was 12 to get to this point, and it's going to take some time for my body to heal completely. So I guess in conclusion, what I've learned through this whole process is you need spiritual healing first. And once you heal your spirit, then the health of your body, your physical body, will follow. And the health and healing is possible. But I don't think you get the healing in the physical body without first having to deal with the spiritual. So that's all I got for you this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't think you've given God enough praise, and I know why. It's because of all the what ifs that fill your heart and your mind. And I noticed that Justin was taking a long time to tell his story. And it's because of the what if, you know. The battle clearly wasn't over completely at times, and you don't want to put God up for a fool. You don't want to put yourself up as someone who falsely believes something. But I've seen a year of Justin's improvement physically and spiritually. I know for a fact that he is indeed being healed of his Crohn's. And he's out there where some of us would not dare to be walking by faith. And his testimony is his, right? And so I want us to take a minute. And regardless of the things you may feel in your own heart or what it exposes about your own beliefs and convictions, I want you to take a minute and try to express true gratitude to God for what is clearly a healing in Justin's life. So let's give God praise for that, shall we? Amen. And so there's a lot to unpack there, and there's a lot of reasons why a testimony like that is something that you don't hear a lot of. And we guard a lot of our private feelings about our own issues. But in some cases, when our illnesses are clearly linked to spiritual and to actually psychophysical things in our make up our whole body, our whole person, then it has to be untangled and healed. And medications are wonderful, right? Thank God for Aleve. The problem is a lot of those become crutches. They become a way for us to exist beneath God's standard for healing and for what is good for us. And so when they become a reliable crutch or substitute in our lives for God to be able to touch things appropriately, then we need to deal with that in our own heart. What was true for Justin and had been true since he was 12 years old is no longer true. And God has set that straight with him. So one person's testimony is not everybody's testimony to adopt. But when Justin said, I'm going to deal with this all the way to the bottom, and I'm going to deal roughly with myself, but I'm going to deal harshly with what my preconceived notions are, when he began to expose that to God, he began to experience true victory. And it's been hard for me to sit on this since January, when it was clear that we had a new Justin. Who eats crazy things when we go out to eat. And has nice color. I just think his color is wonderful. But truly, the proof is in the menu. I can't say enough about this. But it is highly specific to and highly individual. Issues around healing, you have to let God, the physician God, put together your treatment plan for you. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it for Justin. All I could do was point the path and the way and suggest things. But each time, it's an individual journey. It's a person and their God. And that's what you have to remember. Whether it's a physical ailment, whether it's psychological issues like depression, whatever it is, it's highly specific to you and God. And while someone needs to help and guide you in a path, again, it's the work that you're going to have to undergo with your Savior, your Creator. Okay? So a testimony like that is in some ways kind of hard to hear because it challenges us and it confronts us. And it also confronts our presuppositions, too. So I've said for a long time, if you want to pray and really pray, Joy and I, Becky, others, we will pray and we will keep praying. And we will pray with in all the intensity that you want. For personal healing. And one of my challenges in my faith is I've been present when people were healed. I remember, Terry's Aunt Myra, her liver was healed instantaneously. She was on transplant list and it was restored by faith. And it was amazing. But it's the kind of thing you're afraid to tell anybody. Because, but to this day, Terry, she's walking in that health, right? How many years has that been?
About 10 years.
Yeah, about 10 years. So not every time, but often, God does wonderful, amazing healing miracles that we ought to be telling about in our own lives. Many of us today are enjoying the health that God has given us, and He's used medicine, He's used doctors, and surgeries to bring that about, and we ought to praise Him for it. We ought to have just as much a heart for the healing a person experiences in their mind and in their spirit. But when the atmosphere for that is absent in a congregation, Jesus doesn't get praise like He ought to get praise. And in the world we're moving into, Jesus has to be the reason. He's got to be the reason why we get together. And so I hope we'll hear more and more about that as time goes on. And so I could say a lot. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. God, in the stillness of this moment, in the safety and security of this space, we feel an intimacy with You. As the light of Your presence rises in our hearts, we have the entrance unto the holy. We encounter You as other, as separate, set apart. With our inner being, we cry, holy. And almost immediately have the physical and inner reaction that we are not. We're thankful today for the great mediator of our faith, Jesus Christ. For the shedding of His blood. For His atonement for our sin. We thank You, God, that the old man is set aside at the cross. Thank You that the resurrection, the new life, is not a future event for any of us in Christ, but a current reality. And today we have intimacy with our God. Our hearts unfold in front of You. Our lives and the complexities of who we are Sometimes in contrast to what you dreamed when you made us. But often, Lord, a wonderful and glorious reflection of the image of God in us. We thank you, God, today for the wonderful beauty of discovery. Anytime we go on a path, Lord, of uncovering, getting to the bottom of, and the source and root of something that tangles us up, we're so grateful today. We pray that our worship will now be a part of healing. For those who want to experience healing, it'd be for those who want to hang on, Lord, just drive a stake in the ground and say, I'm not going to lose any more ground. God, we pray that we pray with thanksgiving, knowing that our hearts, the heart reality of knowing Jesus as our Savior is enough today. And Jesus, we praise and thank you, our King. We give you thanks for this world. We give you thanks for our country. This place where we travel. God, we thank you for the freedoms that we enjoy this very moment through the sacrifices of others. And God, we pray that our lives would be a reflection of understanding those costs. We pray, God, that you will unfold before us a path of ministry. Point the way that we each should follow to be a messenger of Christ this morning. Lord, we pray that you will be with us in the reading of the word, in the prayers that we pray, in the worship, but also, Lord, in the faith we exercise when we give our prayer concerns to you. Heal, Lord, be present in every case for your very best. Your dream of wholeness and fullness for each person. And God, where there is resentment in hearts that claim to be Christian this morning, where there are people with hurts that they hold between themselves and others and between themselves and you, we pray they will hear the words almost Christian. They'll make that final move towards forgiveness and release and healing. And God, to the end that you will be glorified, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, it's in the name of Jesus that we pray as he taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Well, if the ushers come forward, we'll receive God's tithe and our offering.